Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And I'm running solo because I'm here. It's over midnight right now. I'm tired. Been out all day. But I said I'm going to get the people a show. And it is Añejo month, regular ass Añejo month here on The Last Drop. And I got something that I've been saving just for this month. Now, I already cracked it open because I had to open this thing right away when I first got it. I got to tell you, I wasn't really that blown away by this when I first opened this thing. But, you know, because people were raving about it. They said this is like one of the better Añejos, best Añejos they've ever had, especially of last year or two when it dropped. And it's with a brand that made my worst of list. And that's something I had at Tequila Fest in 2024. And that is the Wild Common Tequila Añejo, aged 14 months in ex-bourbon barrel cask. Did I say bourbon barrel? Yeah, bourbon barrel cask. And the bourbon that was used for this was Buffalo Trace Weller. So, I'm just going to jump right into this because the longer I go into this, the more I'll start yawning. I'm ready to call it a night. I'm tired. It's been a long-ass week. JB's been up all night, all morning, all night long. And what we're going to do is we're going to crack this bad boy open. Ooh, already a good cork pop sound. Synthetic cork, always my favorite right there. Glencairn Copita. Actually, it's not a Glencairn. It's a long stem tequila glass. Let's go ahead. Pour a little bit of that. Oh, look at that color. That color is clear as shit. I don't like that color. Those clear color Añejos that look like that, when they pour it, it's like, I don't mind what they look like in the bottle. It's just when I pour the glass, it kind of pisses me off a little bit. I don't know why, neither. I guess because I'm just expecting something out of that. But so I opened it right when I got it. Got it at high proof. Spent about $85 to $90 on that. Which, I got it because they still had it in stock, so I didn't rush it right away when it came out. I was like, yeah, I'm in no rush to get that because I had the Wild Common Mezcal. Tastes like shit. Might be one of the, it was one of the worst fucking drinks I had that year, and it kind of irritated the shit out of me. But their other stuff, their high proof and all that, it was fine. I actually enjoyed that. So, I mean, it takes a lot to fuck up a high proof Blanco. But I started hearing the craze about this Añejo, and I had no intentions of getting it because that mezcal just burned my bridges, if you will. So it was sitting there, and I wanted to get a bottle to wrap up, I guess, 2025, if you will. Shit, it might be, I might have got that. I think I got it way before December. So I grabbed it. I opened it right away when I got home. I thought it was good in my first initial thoughts or whatever, but I didn't really think much about it as well, too. I just kind of went like, okay. I think what I remember saying is I don't remember seeing why people were hyping this up that highly. Now, I didn't sip on it as if like I was sitting there thinking about it, getting ready to process it and do a review on it, anything like that. But this is the official sit-down, breakdown, review of this. And I've had this for many moons now as well, too. But it is regular-ass Añejo month here on The Last Drop. I had to really dig into that tequila cabinet to find some Añejos. I might have to go out and buy some because it just dawned on me that whatever Añejo I have, I've either reviewed it already or it's an empty bottle. So there, I'm looking at the shelf. Oh, that's an Añejo, but it's a fucking barrel pick. So a lot of my Añejos are barrel picks, and this is regular ass Añejo month. So that means no barrel picks, no store picks, no crazy limited releases or anything like that. It's just regular run-of-the-mill Añejos that are fitting in the Blanco, Reposado, Añejo lineup. So if this, because I've seen some barrel picks of this Añejo too, if it was that, it would already be already disqualified. We're trying to get the most basic shit you possibly can find. Now, even though I say this one is basic, it was aged, like I said, for 14 months in a ex-bourbon cask, which I believe was Weller. Right off the bat, man, that nose, I gotta tell you, that nose is fucking fantastic. You get a little bit of honey on there. Man, there's this apple and pear fling going on in here as well, too. It's, the nose has a lot of fucking complexity going on for it. It's really, it comes off really nice and rich. It's like a hint of cinnamon in there as well, too. I get the vanilla and oak as well, too. That oak barrel is really coming through. Yeah, but there's like a lot of spice going on as well, too, with this. Man. I'm being serious when I say this is really going to be the shortest episode ever. I'm looking at the timer now. It's like at 5 minutes. Shit, we're going to hit 10 minutes. 10 minutes at top. Before I go on, I want to talk about an event I went to. Okay, maybe 15 minutes now. I went to, the fuck was it called? I don't even remember the name of the damn event now. It was in Downey. Damn, that's actually pretty good. Okay. Ooh, a little Don Filano event coming up. Hold on, people. I'm trying to find this event. Shit, it's already gone. Okay, well, whatever. Doesn't matter. So it was an event at Buenos Martos, I believe the name of the restaurant was. Tequila event there. I'm trying to just find some addresses or anything, to be honest, to assist with this. Buena Mesa. There it is, right there. Buena Mesa. There was a tequila event for Cinco de Mayo. There was like four tequila events, actually, yesterday. And I didn't go to any of them except for one because I was working on some shit. And I got to tell you, first of all, I liked the little layout of the restaurant. But Emilio's was also there, and they were slinging some booze, too. And they had it for some damn good prices, slinging that tequila. I got to, the only mix was there. But the first thing I went to was San Matias. Can't ever go wrong with San Matias. Let's talk about, first of all, we have the Ray Sol. Can't be San Matias and you have the Ray Sol there. They had that 6-year extra Añejo. Fucking delicious. Always gets a last drop. I don't care if it's a 6, the 10, there's no such thing, but the 20, 25-year-old, a mailbox, whatever the fuck they produce, I'm into it. That shit is delicious. But I finally got to try their high-proof Blanco, too, their Tahona. I like that more than the $35, $39 bottle Gran Reserva extra Añejo. That shit, which by the way, I got to try that again. I haven't had it in so long. I guess maybe I'll talk about it more in extra Añejo month if I do pour that. But I see why if you were a whiskey drinker, you got into tequila after that. That thing is so heavily barrel influenced with the oaky flavors and caramelness there. Oh my God. I better stop drinking that. I'm supposed to review that because damn, that's good. Went there, got some only mixed juices. Got to try their espresso martini. They got that in the bottle now. And also their old fashioned. I don't really care for espressos martinis because I don't drink coffee and stuff like that. So I don't really care for the taste and everything. Phenomenal shit. Phenomenal. And the old fashioned, what I like about that, perfectly balanced. I was telling them, I don't really care for the old fashions too much because they're usually too sugary or too much alcohol or whatever. There's never a perfect balance. This one sat right in the middle. It was actually really solid and very relaxation, if you will. It had a lot of like breeze going on, whatever. It kind of purified my I wasn't gonna say my throat game there, but that sounds kind of like pause moment right there. So we're just gonna say it refreshed my palate, if you will. Had some Cotoro, which is Sergio Cruz, non-1414. Had their high-proof Repo, had the regular Blanco, had the regular Repo. That high-proof Repo, man, I might have to give that a last drop. That was really good. Cos Connies was there, but I skipped them because I've had enough Cos Connies now, so now he's really going to blow my mind. I might not just be a fan of Cos Connies, in all honesty. I enjoy their juice, whatever, but I don't know. Those prices just kind of rub me the wrong way to where I just kind of don't care if they're there or not and stuff like that. Good, that's actually a lie because I've had them recently too as well, but good people there and stuff. So Lost Lore was there. I got to try, it was that new Valley Blanco that's been out for a few months now. That's always quality. Poured some of that mix though, and my only mix came out really good. And the mezcal brand El Salvador, I believe it's called. I didn't try any because I see them all the time, whatever. And plus, I had enough Lost Lore and Cultura, and I was just like, yeah, I'm good. I don't really need to go into mezcal or anything like that. But it was a solid little event. It was really small. Not that many brands were there and stuff like that. But there was enough to where, like, you could be there for a good hour or two. I was there for about, like, maybe three or four. And I had a good time. Shout out to my boy for the ticket hookup on that, whatever. Shouting you out, David. Which is funny enough because he just texted me right now. Shout out to him on that. But I'm trying to think. What else? What else happened there? See if I can review something. A little extra nail? No. Okay, yeah. I was thinking. They didn't pull out anything. Oh, that's right. Okay, I can't review. There was something special I had there. For the VIP, you got the Cascoeen, which I didn't get. But I grabbed the Fuente Seca 5-year-old extra. Man, that's why I didn't get the Cascoeen after. I had that cup for the fucking longest, walking around sniffing it and slowly tasting it. I got to get a bottle of that. That's the second time I've had that in a month now. I like it more than the 7-year-old, which is the bottle I had. Had, by the way. That shit's gone. That 5-year-old comes off so clean. That little caramel sensation on the back end. Little pepper notes that hit on top, man. And it's just like heavily on oak and caramel. All those oaky barrel flavors that you usually get out of most tequilas that are aged that way. Just phenomenal stuff, man. I really want to grab that. And shit, I was trying to think. I thought I had more 5-year-old extra in the hills. I don't think I do, actually. I don't have any. That's a 7-year-old. That's a 6-year-old. Okay. 16-year-old. I don't know how much that cabal. It's not an age stated, so. Okay, well, never mind. I won't be doing a side-by-side 5-year-old extra añejo, but one day, maybe one day. So that thing gets a last drop for me. That's easily. Fuente Seca 5-year-old, that's easily on my best of list right now. So you'll be hearing about that going later on in the year. Let's get back into this. Let's talk about it. Get on the sip real quick. I'm not gonna lie. At first, because there's like this little sweetness hint. I get like this little lemon zest, like kind of like some zest flavors going on. I just want to say this. I don't know what the hell I was thinking on that first sip. Not tonight, but when I first tried it. This is really well crafted. It's actually pretty damn good, to be honest. I was not expecting. I was expecting to kind of like shit on this and probably go in the 2.5 range, if you will. But sipping this right now, damn, this is good. I love how those pepper spices come through. It's got a lot of uniqueness. It's very complex on it. There's like some herbal essence going on there too as well. You definitely get some floral notes as well. I'm mainly speaking on everything because it just stays consistently through on the palate and finish. I love how this is just like kind of interwoven with the mineralness too as well, because there's like a hint of mineral essence on here. but you definitely get that barrel contribution too as well. There's like some light caramel on there. There's like a sweet vanilla also that's going on too. The oak, not so much, whatever, but I can appreciate that because this has a little bit more going for it, if you will. I love that little cinnamon-ness on the side of the tongues as well, too. Man. Mmm. So like, there's some bacon spice, maybe a little, I already said, like, the roasted agave is there as well, too, obviously. Mmm. The finish just lingers with that little bacon spice note, too, as well. Mmm. Man. Hmm. Yeah, man, there's like some, I'm not getting, like I told you on the nose, I got like a little bit, well, on the nose I was getting that apple pear. I'm kind of getting hints of that too, but I feel like I'm getting like a little bit more flavors on this too as well. I'm getting like some peach. There was a little bit of sweetness, so I thought it was like a plum at the beginning too as well. But the more I sip on it, I don't really get that as much. It's constantly evolving on the tongue as well. That flavor profile on the tongue is just kind of wild, to be honest. And obviously, while common, and, you know, comes from the guy that does Cascoene, which I was just talking about. And Cascoene does fucking phenomenal stuff. I thought at first it was on the back end, but it is more on the back end of the palate, not so much on the finish. That minerality, it's got these earthy tones, but it's like these green touches of herbalness in there as well, too. That really just explores and makes this even more, kind of like a little bit of a floral essence, if you will. Ooh. I think I did say it had a little floral in earlier, so. There's just overall, it's a really nice balance of all these ingredients just kind of coming into one. These tasting notes are just like maxing so very well. Comes off as very rich too for something that doesn't have like a chocolate sensation to it as well. Those citrus notes are really coming through though. I was talking about that apple and pear, how I got more on the nose than I am kind of getting on the taste, and I thought it was a plum, whatever. Them citrus notes are staying very well. Like the citrus, the lemon zest that's going on here. It really comes off as like pop rockers on the tongue there. Mmm. Overall, I'll stop there for a second. I got all paranoid. I was like, oh, shit. But overall, solid pour, man. I did not expect this. I really was not expecting this at all. I'm trying to find something bad to say about that. I'm trying to find something bad, dude. I mean, I was going to say, I am blown away by it, because I was expecting bad out of this, so it's not like I wasn't blown away. Here's where it's going to get a little tricky, where it might have... Okay, let me rephrase that. I haven't seen this on a shelf in a while now, probably since I've gotten it, and I was thinking, would I buy another bottle? I'll say this. I have no intentions of buying another bottle because I have a full bottle here. Hold on, let me mute the phone. I'm getting messages and shit now. Who the fuck is texting people at like midnight and shit? But I digress. I have a full bottle here. I only opened the one time. I sipped it there and then I'm sipping it now. I don't have this in the plans of buying another one if it came out right now again, because I got a full bottle. I got some brands I'm already looking into, so let's just say if 2 years from now it was still on the shelf or whatever, I would probably get it then. But right now, I just won't, because there's so much shit coming out this year that I need to get my hands on. I need to clear up some space. The tequila cabinet is going to be a lot fucking harder, because I don't really have double the bottles of each bottle there. Yeah, but everything I have are like heavy hitters and bangers, bro. So, I thought I muted that phone. It must have been an iPad somewhere on this damn desk. So that's where my rating gets a little difficult. But for that said, I'm just going to go ahead and be in the moment. Look, my criteria, too, is if you have to add that, would you buy another bottle? I said I wouldn't buy it this year, but I would buy another one eventually down the road. So I'm going to go ahead and slap a last drop on this. I know I'm shocked by this. Super shocked by this because I was not planning on giving this a last drop. I thought at best if it got better, I'd shoot it up to a 3. And I was kind of borderline 3.5-ish to the last drop. Just because based on the fact that I was not going to buy another bottle of this whenever anytime soon. But I got a full fucking bottle of it. Now, I might be breaking my own rules and my criteria there. But like I said, I would definitely buy another bottle in 2 years from now or a year from now once this bottle's completely gone. Because this is going to go back in the case, and I'm going to move on to some different añejos. But I do think that if you haven't had this yet, you're probably missing out on some unique experiences when it comes to a regular-ass añejo. This has a lot going for it, too, and I don't think it really breaks the bank that much, too. Comes around in that same price most añejos are, so yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and give this a last drop. I just poured a little bit more too, so that also qualifies in my last drop. That color looks like it's damn near like champagne yeast and shit. Like it is like mildly yellow, mildly like it. Now, granted, I have the blue light on in my room, my office here, but it damn near looks like a Blanco with a little bit of Repo-ness in there as well. But, yeah, this gets the last drop, so. Had to get that last sip in. Or as I like to say, till the very last drop there. Said I was only going to go 10 minutes, turn into a 21-minute episode, which if you have a short ride to work, well, you just put this on repeat then. So, my black ass is going to take a shower. And then I'm going to take my ass to bed. So, with that said, I am your godfather. Oh, by the way, yeah. And Cody will be back next week to do his week of regular ass añejo month. And we'll be back to our normally scheduled program, I think. But with that said, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry.